There's been a lot of talk lately about high-powered women not being able to have it all. But the Poverty Reporter for The Nation is asking, what about getting a single mom working as a janitor just something, maybe a living wage? We were alerted to Greg Kaufman's blog post in a tweet from The Nation's editor, Katrina Vandenhoevel. She was responding to that big article in The Atlantic by former State Department official Anne Marie Slaughter, who quit her high-profile job to spend more time with family, and concluded her article by saying that top professionals, even with all their money and support, cannot have it all. Well, Vandenhoevel asks, now that we're paying attention to Anne Marie Slaughter, can we please pay attention to Miss Vasquez? Adriana Vasquez is the 37-year-old single mom of three and janitor in the JPMorgan Chase Tower in Houston. She went to Washington last week and was sitting in a Capitol Hill hearing room when members of the House Financial Services Committee grilled the company's CEO, Jamie Dimon, about that bank's huge losses. When the hearing adjourned, Adriana walked up to Dimon and said, "Despite making billions last year, why do you deny the people cleaning your buildings a living wage?" To which Dimon responded, "Call my office." Greg Kaufman writes about that and more in his blog, This Week in Poverty, and he joins us from Washington. Greg, welcome.
Great to be speaking with you, Robin.
I hope I'm saying this appropriately. Is it Adriana or Adriana Vasquez?
I believe it's Adriana Vasquez, yeah.
Well, she is in the Services Employees Union, and they are asking building owners and cleaning contractors for a raise. What do they make? What are they asking for, and what were they offered?
Right, so we're talking about 3,200 janitors down in Houston, and they're currently paid $8.35 an hour and earn about $8,600 a year. So even two janitors aren't earning enough to lift a family of three out of poverty. They asked for a raise to just $10 an hour, which would be phased in over 3 years. And the counteroffer, which they really feel was pretty insulting, is a 50-cent pay raise phased in over 5 years. So 5 years from now, they'd be earning $8.85 an hour.
Well, and describe the work that someone like Adriana does. She cleans 24 bathrooms on 11 floors 5 nights a week from 5:30 to 11:30 p.m. 24 bathrooms on 11 floors. Racing sometimes to do it?
It's crazy, yeah. It's each of those bathrooms has 8 toilets. So she's cleaning 90 bathrooms a night, and she's actually only paid for 5 hours. The first hour is her own time. She's checking to make sure she has the proper supplies and chemicals. And then she said, yeah, literally, when the tenants aren't there, they will run to be able to do all of this. I actually figured it out. I'm not a math guy, but they're basically doing – she's doing 90 toilets because she does two private executive bathrooms, too. So she, anyway, in less than 4 minutes, a toilet.
They're carrying huge vacuum cleaners that sometimes people strap to their backs to get up flights of stairs. It really, the way you describe it, and we'll link people to your column, it's Olympian work.
Yeah.
And she showed up at this hearing. Now, during that hearing, Congressman Al Green, a Democrat from Texas, asked Jamie Dimon about the Houston janitors in the union and their labor dispute, and he was riffing off the phrase, too big to fail, asking about wages too small to live off. Let's listen.
$47,000 is what it costs a family of four to live off in Houston. The poverty level is $23,000 a year. The average janitor working full-time will make about $18,000 a year. That's working full-time and living below the poverty line. I'd like to meet with you and talk to you about too small to live off. Can you and I meet and talk about too small to live off, Mr. Dimon?
Yes, we can.
Well, has he said any more about that other than yes, we can?
No, he hasn't. So, I mean, I'm following up on that, trying to see if there's been anything done since. So far, I haven't found anything. And it's not just J.P. Morgan Chase. I mean, these janitors are cleaning for Exxon, Chevron, Wells. Houston's known as the city of millionaires because it's created more millionaires over the past 2 years than any other city in America. Chase netted $19 billion in income last year. J.P. Dimon made $21 million. So if these guys can't pay $10 an hour to the people who are making their offices, sanitizing them and cleaning up and vacuuming and taking out the garbage, if they can't do it, you know, who's going to pay a decent wage?
And, of course, the other element here is that Adriana Vasquez's story, as told in your column, is just such a jarring juxtaposition To Anne Marie Slaughter's column in The Atlantic. Now, you know, Anne Marie Slaughter makes, you know, terrific points about some of the inequities, some of the problems that women in particular have trying to mesh their home lives and their work lives. But she's invited some criticism by seeming to, first of all, discover what a lot of women have known for a long time. There needs to be more flex time. There needs to be meetings scheduled with school schedules. And also for seeming to be living in rarefied air. To be fair to her, she acknowledges in her column that she knows she's not talking about everyone. She's talking about women at the very, very highest reaches with a lot of money and support who still can't make things work. But I'm just wondering, who does Adriana Vasquez represent? Single mom, three kids, making, you know, poverty level, $8,000, working in incredibly hard hours. How many women does she represent?
Yeah, well, we have total in this country 46 million people living in poverty. That's 15% of the population. And the poverty, just so people understand, the poverty level is just $22,300 for a family of four. Now, for people in female-headed families, so single mother families, the poverty level is 42% of people in female-headed families. So. It's a bad situation. The New York Times has also reported that only one in five poor children are currently receiving cash aid, so cash assistance. So welfare reform didn't help that situation at all. It made it worse.
We should say, too, that Anne Marie Slaughter is being applauded for one of her conclusions, which is that women have to be helped to be in higher positions so that they can then trickle down and help women, you know, beneath them. But she also concluded that she left her job because there was an emotional tug. She felt she needed to be with a teenage son who was having problems. We have a comment on our website, you know, career and financial success don't mean that the normal spiritual and emotional struggles of life magically disappear. So, you know, saying, well, you know, that's going to happen and no societal change is going to change that you want to be at home with a child that's having difficulty. But I'm thinking for Adriana Vasquez, in just the few seconds we have, she doesn't have that choice. To just stay home with a child that's troubled. Oh, did we lose Greg? Oh, well, I don't want mine to be the last word, but I'm afraid it's going to have to because I think we lost Greg Kaufman. But again, you know, that would be the final thought, that an Adriana Vasquez doesn't have the choice to stay home because a teenager is being difficult. We're going to link you to Greg Kaufman's terrific article. Who knew? A poverty reporter. That is solely his beat. We'll link you to what he writes in the poverty blog for The Nation at hereandnow.org. And by the way, keep your thoughts coming, hereandnow.org, or on Facebook. Back in a minute, Here and Now.